Clearly, we're extremely concerned about the news that the Border Force will be looking after vulnerable children that have arrived as unaccompanied asylum seekers. With the greatest respect to the Border Force, they do not have the skill set to look after children. Children need to be in the hands of a local authority. We have no idea at the moment what kind of facility young people will be kept in, how they will be safeguarded, whether adults will be in the facility, will they have access to washing facilities, will they have access to legal advice, will they have access to education, are they being detained because it's only legal to keep a child detained for up to 24 hours. So, there are all sorts of unanswered questions that we need answers to. What we believe is the answer is that the National Transfer Scheme, which was a scheme in the past that meant that young people were distributed around the country so that different local authorities were taking responsibility, that needs to be reinstated. It collapsed before because it wasn't being funded properly. So we need to see it reinstated but funded properly this time. And it needs to happen in a timely manner. What happened before was that young people would be in Kent for months. And then they would build networks and groups of friends and engage with education, and then they would be uprooted, which was clearly devastating. So that is something that needs to be addressed urgently. In the past, there have been, with the lack of accommodation, we have seen asylum seekers sleeping on concrete floors, a frontier house. That was back in 2016. So there are precedents for people being kept in extremely poor conditions. Clearly, that's a concern, which is another reason that we need to be reassured about what's happening to the children that are arriving. You know, if somebody arrives today, where are they going to be staying? What sort of conditions are they going to be staying in? You know, obviously, it's our job to speak out on behalf of the young people that we are here to represent. And this is a real concern for us. I mean, the Border Force are doing a great job of picking up people in dinghies and making sure they're brought safely in. And that is, until the government get their act together and resolve this issue, that is the best way the Border Force can be used. It isn't the Border Force's job to be looking after young children. And I doubt they're happy about being put in this position. There is a concern about how long they might be left in care. As I say, in the past, we saw people being left for months in Kent before being transferred to a local authority. Clearly that can't happen if people are being held in possibly inadequate facilities. So this is something that we really need urgent answers to.